And lastly, why should God allow a rebellious Satan to have a free hand over his creation for thousands of years, and then wait to destroy him at the end of times, as asserted by the Bible? Is that it, Tim? Just those four little questions that have vexed the theological world since the beginning of time? I suspect you also want me to explain Einstein's theory of relativity to you while I'm at it. Anyway, let's start with that one because it's easy compared to your theological ones. The reason we have time is so that everything doesn't happen at once. As to your what's God thinking questions, you may not like what I have to say. And what would that be, Father? Well, at the risk of disappointing you, the only person or entity who truly knows the answer to those questions, which, in a way, are really one big question, is God himself. That being said, my take on the whole thing is that one of the most difficult aspects of Christianity also happens to be one of its easiest. Let's think about the premise behind Christianity. Do you know what that premise is, Tim? And is it okay if I call you Tim, or do you prefer Timothy? Tim is fine, sir. It saves time. Aha! The priest chuckled. At last you demonstrate a sense of humor. I was beginning to think you were incapable of a light thought. If you only knew, thought Steele. The priest continued, if you really think about the whole Christianity thing, there are two things that immediately would strike an intelligent person. One, it's crazy. And two, it's too easy. Think about it. The basis of our religion is that God snapped his fingers and created the world in 7 days, however long that might be. This was then followed by a parade of people, most of whom lived to be hundreds and hundreds of years old, and had Lord knows how many children. And every time you turned around, their loving God was either allowing them to slay people by the tens and hundreds of thousands, or allowing them to experience a similar horrendous fate. All this time, there are little hints being dropped in this record, hints that are later realized as truth by some fantastical tales recorded thousands of years later, that a loving Savior is going to come and make up for all the nastiness that people have done or will do, and all they need to do is one little thing. They must believe that this loving Savior is real. This Savior is going to make all the bad and the ugly go away, and is going to allow everybody to live forever in bliss if they just believe in him. And tell everyone they know about him. And as if all that madness isn't enough, this Savior, this guy Jesus, he is somehow beamed down from the heavens by his Father, who goes by the name of God, who was the creator of the world as well as a great spirit, and also goes by the name of Jesus, because he and Jesus, well, Father and Son, are also one and the same as well as being different, somehow places himself into the uterus of a virginal woman, and this virgin woman gives birth to him. Even Hollywood can't write a script that crazy. The whole thing is absurd. And you know what's even crazier? People bought it, and they continue to buy it. And people have been giving up their lives and fighting wars for 2,000 years in defense of their belief that this bizarre story is true. And you know what the craziest part of the whole story is? Steele, interested but somewhat stunned by the priest's quasi-heretical rant, responded, "What, sir?" I was a great student and turned down a scholarship to law school in order to become a priest. I gave up women, money, and material things so that I could spend my life selling that cockamamie story to people. Can you imagine? These days I can't, sir. At one point I might have been able to, but not now. So do you know why I did it? Tell me, please. I did it because it's true.